Okay, I'm going to call to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation, Friday, May the 13th, time of 8:03. And the first item up for business is consent item number 22-0430, minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation from the April 8th meeting. The minutes are in your packet. Do I have a motion to approve, or do you need some time to look at that?
I would move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Reggie. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Regular agenda, item number 22-0431, consider, discuss, act on a resolution authorizing the Cameron County Housing Authority, Cameron County Housing Finance Corporation to exercise its powers within the territorial boundaries of the city of McKinney, Texas, and authorizing a cooperative agreement. Resolution is attached. You got any further information on that?
Absolutely. I can chime in here real quick. This is the Sphinx development. It's SDC at Throckmorton Villas. I think they've changed it to Villas at 380 or 380 and Villas. They are building a multifamily development. They've been in this process for a couple years, and it has moved forward. They do have a nonprofit partner, which is the Cameron County Housing Finance Corporation, so they will actually own the land for this development. They have the funding and the bonds through the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. And it has gone to council for the resolution approval for the 20% resolution, because it is in a saturated census tract, which means that there's more than 20% of the low-income housing tax credit properties per the amount of people that live in the area. And it did receive a resolution of support from city council at the April 19th meeting.
What's the cross street there?
Throckmorton and 380.
Okay.
Yes.
Which side?
If you're going towards Princeton, it's going to be on the right.
Okay.
South side of 380.
Yes.
Okay. Now, does this mean that, like us, we could do this in any county in the state of Texas?
You can own land. A housing finance corporation can own land in any county in the state of Texas. And if they're coming in to issue, like, bonds, like, this, if this was the Cameron County Housing Finance Corporation trying to issue bonds for this, we would have to sign an interlocal agreement allowing them to come in and do that as well. But they're actually going through the state for these bonds instead of the local HFC.
And just kind of a little bit of history on it as well. I think Sphinx started this process back in 2017, and they did try to do the co-development deal with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation as they were going through that process. Council decided that they wanted to do an RFQ. Because of where Sphinx was in the process, they weren't able to do the RFQ proposal at that time, so we got the independents within our fee group. When their bonds came up again, same situation, they're farther along in the process, they need to close, and our RFQ is just now coming out. So they wanted to partner with the Housing Finance Corporation. The timing just didn't work out, and that's one reason that staff kind of said, okay, you know, we'll take this to the board. This is not normal, and it's not something that staff would normally encourage, but they have tried to partner with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. So
do we have any liabilities, any skin in the game on this one?
Absolutely not.
What do we get out of it, or what does the city get out of it?
We don't get anything out of it other than additional
affordable housing. Yeah.
Where is Cameron County? I forget.
It's outside of Houston.
Okay.
They bought land here.
Wow.
Yes. Well, you know, one of our apartment complexes over here is owned by the Austin Housing Authority.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Austin Housing Authority owns property all over the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Board got any more questions for Janae or Crystal?
Okay, so Cameron County, it's their version of us down there, and we're partnering. that, what's the partnership?
We aren't partnering. We're well, just in a well, the cooperation agreement says that they can come in here and
we're
partner
just basically
with
approving.
Space. We're approving them coming into this territory, which actually they're allowed to do without our approval. They're just seeking our approval.
Okay.
It's a, you know, kind of a check the box politeness thing. So
I'm
gonna
need an attorney in here to tell us what's going on.
That threw me when I saw Cameron. I was like, "What? What are we doing here?"
Yeah.
Okay, so we approve it. They get housing. We get nothing, or we get housing. They get nothing, or we still get nothing.
They'll get a financial like mm-hmm. like we did.
Yeah.
But we'll just get the housing for.
But I guess it's
yeah.
Nothing that we get. No other projects out there for us.
We do. We have our RFQ that's going to go to council next Tuesday for approval, and then we will issue that out. And from that, we'll have developers submit to us for different developments
okay.
that we will look at.
Oh, but you're saying that they already own this land. They've already purchased it and has had it since 2017?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right. Or I think they actually purchased it like 2019, but they've had it for a while.
Okay.
Sphinx has.
And it's still undeveloped, I guess?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Is this in an area where we were anyway thinking of like helping or like positioning low-income housing or anything of that sort?
It wouldn't have been a spot I would have picked because it's not walking distance to any jobs or anything really. You know, that was one of the main
yeah.
factors
mm-hmm.
that we had.
Yeah, it's a little out there. There's not a whole lot around it.
I guess like, you know, where I was headed with that comment was or that question was that yeah, you're right. We have nothing here. Like it's just a checkbox, right? But would we be able to give them some insights to say, hey, like, FYI, you know, if we were to do this, we wouldn't do it here, and here's the reasons why, just so that they're going into this eyes wide open, and you know, we're being good Samaritans, right? Because I assume that they're doing this for ensuring and uplifting the community, right?
Yeah, but they would have had to done their homework.
They've been working on this for 6
yeah.
years. Like, they've been trying to get this development going for 6 years. They know exactly
okay.
where it's at and what they're doing. They've purchased the land, and they're out if they don't purchase, if they don't move forward.
Are they just thinking about assumptions differently than we are then?
And I haven't been in on that. I don't know what their thoughts are. Huh?
Yeah.
I think it's good for us. We get some housing, some economical housing.
No, for sure. I'm just thinking through that and saying maybe they're thinking about the world a little differently, you know? Than we are, maybe there's a learning there. And that's kind of where my head was at to say, okay, well, just if we wouldn't have done it there and they're doing it there and they've been doing it for 6 years, I mean, they're seeing probably something that we could probably learn from. But yeah, that has nothing to do with the vote, you know. That was just me thinking out loud and saying, what can we do to incorporate that into the way that we can.
Is there a motion to approve or is there more discussion?
I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there anybody, is the next public comments? Yeah. Is there anybody online?
We're not.
Yeah. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
No, I'll make the motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
That was quick and painless.